Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 800-419-2335.
As Into Tomorrow continues our 26th year on the air, and thusly our 26th year covering the big CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, I am Dave Graveline. Thank you for tuning into tomorrow. Even better, when you have a chance, especially if you're listening to us on the radio at this moment, no rush. They'll be up there for many months. You can see the videos at intotomorrow.com.
Special thanks to our sponsors for bringing you this special edition coverage of the all-digital CES, including IFA Berlin. Co-innovate today's digital industry. Visit ifa-berlin.com. CarLink, control, connect, locate. And TypeWise, make four times fewer typos with TypeWise keyboard. Download it now.
Our next guest on our virtual CES coverage for 2021 joins us from France, or France, if you will. For part of this all-digital CES, they provide a text moderation solution which protects people, platforms, communities against all kinds of toxic content online. The managing director of a company called Bodyguard is Matt Boutard. Matt, welcome into tomorrow. Thanks for coming on. How are you?
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for doing great. Thank you.
Terrific. And how are things in France? By technology, we're able to have you join us on a Zoom video so that we can not only see you, but you can give us an example, sharing your screen and showing us what Bodyguard is. But give me an idea what Bodyguard is all about, other than my brief introduction there.
So Bodyguard is actually a technology, an AI technology, which detects in real time toxic content. What I mean by toxic content is, you know, insults, comments online, racism, homophobia, everything you can imagine. But we also detect cyber harassment on top of that.
Oh, okay. So that's especially good, I guess, for perhaps school-age children, things of that nature. Anybody, but certainly school-age children that might have a cyberbullying issue and their parents are concerned about, understandably, about how to resolve that or stop it, turn it around, whatever. So you're actually monitoring, I'm guessing, all kinds of content, whether it's on what I like to call anti-social media or general chats or otherwise, correct?
That's correct. So we've got more than 50,000 people using our products.
Good.
And the way it works is we actually protect their social media. When you put something on Twitter, for instance, we're going to analyze all the comments directed to you. And if we think and we detect that they're hateful, they're going to be deleted.
Okay, so now I'm assuming what you've done at bodyguard.ai is the website. What you've done is that you've put in anything and everything you can think of in, I'm assuming, English, probably also French, other languages, I'm sure, that would sound toxic or would be bullying or would be inflammatory in any way, so that you can kind of alert us, perhaps? I mean, who gets this information and how do we then deal with it?
Exactly. The point is actually the solution is preventive. We need to act before the damage is done.
True.
The point is when, you know, a child is receiving hateful comments, it is too late. You know, the damage is done. They already like feel some anxiety there. So we actually intercept all the comments before they reach people.
Now, of course, some moderation options are out there already. No doubt. You have apparently fine-tuned them. But what is out there that you think is good? What do you think is bad? How are you different?
Yeah, I know. I think let's start with the big tech. for sure, you know, like they've got a pretty strong expertise in the field, even though like they're not doing great at the moment, especially Twitter. But well, so what they use is actually AI and machine learning, which is not doing perfectly good when it comes to moderation. What they are trying to do here is to apply a technology to a social issue. So this is one side of it. Then you've got the rest, and the rest is actually left with keyword moderation. You just put a list of keywords that you don't want to appear on your social feed, for instance, or on your platforms. And as every time you see them, you actually remove the content, which is actually not a good idea to do, because at times a keyword can be a good thing to have.
True.
I think that's probably a good moment to share my screen and to give you some examples there.
Yes, please do. And while you're beginning to share the screen and we're taking a peek at what you're showing us, so go ahead and do that. I'll mention that we've talked on the air, for example, several times about how I personally feel that Facebook, certainly Twitter, has probably been the worst thing to happen to society in general in many decades. While it can be good, information is very helpful, it can also be very detrimental, as you well know, and that's why you're doing what you're doing. So now tell us what you're showing us here about Bodyguard.
I think, you know, the first thing to say, just to explain why we've got a contextual technology. So we start with something pretty easy, you know, you're social media, so I'm not going to write with a perfect English, something like that. So
you're writing just for the radio audience who are, let me, Matt, explain to the radio audience who's not yet seeing the video that you just typed in, you're stupid, you are stupid, which obviously is somewhat toxic, obviously, and especially if there's a concern. So then what happens when somebody has written something like that, for example, on my Facebook page? Whether it's accurate or not is a different story, but the fact is someone has, now you've added, you are so stupid. So the fact, I'm guessing, you can actually get in there regardless of what they're saying specifically and help prevent it.
That's correct. The tech was built on social media. Okay. With social media phrases. So we detect emojis, typos, everything you can imagine from social media. So just to give you an example. And then here, what's important is actually the context. If I add, I'm kidding, Dave, for instance, here it's actually not helpful anymore because I'm kidding.
Okay.
So, you know, this is where keyword moderation has limitations. And this is how we solve this limitation.
Sure.
Another example of like contextual analysis is something like that. You know, I was drinking a coffee on High Street, and I'm talking to my friend on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And when someone told me that, you know, I was, let's say something like that, I'm not going to say out loud.
Okay, typing a B word that we wouldn't be saying on the radio, but you get the idea.
And as you can see here, the content analyze is not helpful because I'm talking to you, Dave, you know, as a friend. I'm trying to explain a situation that occurred to me. And even though the B word is there, the phrase and the comment shouldn't be erased from social media.
I see. And again, because Matt, as you said, because we are
same thing here, it's a different type of thing.
So because we are friends and a friendly conversation, and you're describing something or someone, but not directing it to me, you don't automatically eliminate that. And I'm seeing now, if you're just calling me a B word, for example, it says Bodyguard would have deleted this comment because it's an insult. As you analyze it as people go. So that's fascinating. But now how does that work on the various anti-social media? This is, for example, on Facebook or Twitter or something of that sort. Does it work in real time?
It does work in real time. The point I'm trying to make here is that moderation is personal.
Yeah.
We don't agree with like companies saying this is okay, this is not okay, because it's a company point of view. This is not your point of view. So we want to give people power over the moderation.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I mean, you might have, in using that B word, be referring to a dog, a female dog, for example, and it might not be an issue, and therefore I would have some control over doing that. Matt, if you don't mind, unfortunately, even if you do, we got to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk more with Matt Boutard, the Managing Director of Bodyguard. You can visit them at bodyguard.ai, and of course, hit us up at intotomorrow.com.